This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and small entrepreneurs are of utmost importance to the nation. He affirmed that India will not allow any harm to these groups under any pressure. The PM said this while addressing a gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad.
Aaj Bharat ne atmanirbharta ko viksit Bharat ke nirman ka aadhar bana diya hai. Apne kisanon, apne machhuaron, apne pashupalakon, apne udyamiyon ke dam par Bharat tezi se vikas ke raaste par chal raha hai.
The PM assured that the government is dedicated to ensuring a dignified life for every section of the society. He highlighted that easing the lives of the urban poor remains a top government priority. Mr. Modi noted that Gujarat leads in sectors such as diamond, textiles, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors and petrochemicals. The projects launched are related to urban development, energy, roads and railways. Mr. Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad today. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between PM Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sithiveni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary South, Ministry of External Affairs, Nina Malhotra said the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility and defence. Fijian Prime Minister Rabuka arrived in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India on Sunday. Sithiveni Legamada Rabuka has called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu said, India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. The government has set up three high-level committees to celebrate the 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and tribal icon Birsa Munda and birth centenary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. According to the Union Culture Ministry, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the chairman of all three committees. The committee is tasked to approve plans, programs, supervise and guide the commemoration ceremony across the country. Vallabhbhai Patel was born on 31st October 1875 in Nadiad, Gujarat. Mr. Patel played an instrumental role in the country's struggle for freedom. Vallabhbhai Patel is also known as the Iron Man of India. Birsa Munda is a celebrated tribal icon and freedom fighter. Tribal movements against British rule, like the Ulugulun Revolution led by Birsa Munda, were not only pivotal in challenging British oppression, but also inspired a national awakening. Atal Bihari Vajpayee was a poet, writer and statesman who served as Prime Minister for three terms. During his tenure as Prime Minister, India carried out the Pokhran II nuclear tests in 1998. In 2015, he was conferred upon the country's highest civilian honour, Bharat Ratna. The Indian Navy is set to commission advanced stealth frigates Udaygiri and Himgiri at Naval Base Vishakhapatnam today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will preside over the ceremony. This will be the first occasion when two frontline surface combatants constructed at two different shipyards will be commissioned simultaneously, underscoring the growing maritime importance of India's eastern seaboard. The Ministry of Railways and NTPC has convened a national conference on fly ash utilization and transportation at the Power Management Institute in Noida. The ministry highlighted that in 2024-25, India generated more than 340 million tons of fly ash, of which 332.63 million tons were successfully utilized. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandviya unveiled the Hockey Men's Asia Cup 2025 trophy in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.